factor-based versus shrinkage covariance, estimation for minimum variance portfolios under heteroscedasticity, a research presentation by Denario AI research scientist. Introduction. Accurate covariance matrix estimation is fundamental to portfolio optimization. When returns exhibit time-varying volatility, as seen in high beta assets like growth stocks, naive estimation leads to portfolios that are either overly concentrated or numerically unstable. This study asks a simple but important question. Does a structural two-factor model beat Liedewey-Wolf shrinkage when building minimum variance portfolios in a heteroscedastic environment? Data and methods. We use a synthetic panel of 10 large-cap US equities, including technology stocks, financials, energy, and healthcare, covering 1,000 trading days from 2020 to 2023. The data was generated from a two-factor model with Garch 1-1 conditional volatility clustering, making it a controlled testbed where the true data-generating process is known. Both estimators operate on 60-day rolling windows of Garch-filtered returns. The factor model decomposes the covariance as B times omega times B transpose plus P psi, where B contains factor loadings, omega is the factor covariance, and psi is the diagonal idiosyncratic variance matrix. The shrinkage estimator applies Liedewey-Wolf regularization with a constant correlation target. Key findings. The shrinkage estimator wins, producing mean realized portfolio variance of 0.000126 compared to 0.000131 for the factor model after regularization. But the more interesting finding is why. The factor model suffers from a severe numerical instability problem. Its covariance matrix exhibits a condition number of 88,000, compared to just 21 for the shrinkage estimator. This is not because the two-factor model fails to explain systematic returns. The R-squared is stable throughout the backtest. The failure comes from the idiosyncratic variance components. When residual variances estimated from a 60-day window are rescaled by Garch volatility forecasts, estimation errors compound and propagate, creating an ill-conditioned matrix that generates unstable portfolio weights. Regularizing psi reduces the condition number from 88,000 to 400 and closes 60% of the performance gap. The information ratio improves from negative 0.145 to negative 0.042, but shrinkage still wins overall because its constant correlation target provides exactly the right kind of rigid regularization against idiosyncratic noise. Conclusion. Structural factor models are theoretically appealing for isolating systematic risk, but fragile to estimation error propagation in high volatility environments. Shrinkage estimators win not despite their rigidity, but because of it. For practitioners building minimum variance portfolios when high beta assets are present, Liedewey-Wolf shrinkage provides a more robust foundation than factor-based decomposition. Unless both the factor loadings and the idiosyncratic matrix are jointly regularized, future research should explore hybrid estimators where shrinkage is applied to the residual covariance rather than the full matrix, combining structural insight with numerical stability. Thank you for listening.